He's got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man. He's obvious man. He'll ask stupid questions and piss you off. He's obvious man. 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 He's got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man.
Well, look who's here. It's our little buddy, Obvious Man.
What a Super Bowl treat this is, huh?
Depends.
This is awesome.
Who's that? Who's talking to me?
That's you remember him.
It's Denny.
Been with us a long time.
Hey, yeah, Denny.
It's Denny.
How are you?
No, this
why,
is
now. Why isn't he here?
Wish I had a dollar for every time I've answered that question this week.
why didn't they take you, Andy? Man, why aren't you out there at the Super Bowl?
He's got problems.
Why would I want to be out there?
A lot?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah,
still hitting the sauce, huh?
Yep, every chance.
Pretty hard. It's not gotten any better since the last time we saw you.
Oh man, well, it's been a year actually.
Yeah.
Last time we saw each other, I was in Dallas.
Right.
And I stopped by that. and hung out with you guys for a while.
That was pretty awesome down there too.
Now since
it was
this
great
has
having you.
Become a yearly thing. Do we need to explain what goes on here?
Yes, quickly.
We probably should. This doesn't happen as often as it used to.
Okay. I will take a line of questioning in to athletes or presidential hopefuls. That's kind of my new thing. And I will ask questions that the answer is so painfully obvious to that maybe a first grader would write them. And
right.
You know, I would think that a lot of people, especially athletes of today, would look at these questions and give me a wary eye, but typically they just kind of roll with it. So is that good enough for you?
That's good enough for me.
All right. You, over there, heavyset guy with a beard.
That's killer.
Are you prepared
you
to play
him?
This?
Play.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, I remember him now.
Okay.
All right, so here is Obvious Man, and this guy introduces himself. This is a New England Patriot.
All right. Name, number, college.
Kyle Love, number 74, Mississippi State.
Does that ring a bell? Kyle Love.
Couldn't understand it if you wanted to know the truth,
yeah.
But no.
That's Kyle Love.
I don't know Kyle Love, but okay.
All right.
Were you, you didn't grow up in Mississippi, did you?
No, I'm actually from Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I grew up.
See that guy?
Cool. All right. Well, first off, I mean, are you glad to be here at the Super Bowl?
Definitely. It's definitely a blessing to be here. It's an experience to remember. I definitely won't forget this.
Are you confident that if you guys win that you'll be crowned Super Bowl champs?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to have confidence when you're in this game, because if you don't have confidence, then, you know, what are you playing for? So, definitely.
Talk about how important it is to, I mean, you're on the defensive side of the ball. How important is it, though, to score points in this game?
It's going to be really, really important to score points, you know, because of Eli.
Really, really important.
He can't stress enough how important it is.
I mean,
score
man,
points because
I don't
of
know.
Eli.
I mean,
see, he even gave you a reason.
It is really, really important.
How important is it, though, to score points in this game?
It's going to be really, really important to score points, you know, because of Eli, you know, he can also put points up, too. So you really don't want to go score for score with that guy, because anything can happen if you do that. So as a defense, we got to go out there and stop him.
Right. Well said. Does this
you know,
team
he did
have a will?
To think about it, though.
What's that?
He did have to think about it for just a split second.
You noticed the backhanded compliment I gave him, too?
Yes.
Well said.
Stop.
Well said. Does this team have a will to win?
Definitely. It's the history of this team. You know, the will to win, Belichick, he instills that in our mind. You know, go out there, you have to win. You got to do what you got to do.
Will you guys gather in a film room and watch film on the Giants?
Yeah, definitely. We always watch film. We've been watching film for a while.
Good Lord.
In a game like this, can turnovers be a difference maker?
Definitely. Any game, turnovers is crucial. You know, offense, they cannot turn the ball over, and defensively, we have to get their offense to turn the ball over.
If you do win, will you be out there for the trophy presentation?
Definitely. I will definitely be out there.
Can a kicker win or lose a game like this?
Yes, and it's been proven many, many years before this.
Poor guy.
Just in case I didn't realize it, it has been proven many times that a kicker can.
I'm starting
win
to feel sorry for this guy.
Can a kicker win or lose again?
You do?
Yes.
Why?
Because I guarantee you, in his mind right now, he's not thinking these are stupid questions. He's thinking this interview is going really well.
Man, I am nailing all these.
Yes.
Some of these questions that the other people asked were tough. This guy, though, these are layups, and I am kicking ass. And he's complimenting me?
Oh, yes, yeah. We got a little chuckle on, will you be out there for the celebration?
Oh, definitely.
My favorite definitely question so far.
Definitely I'll be out there.
Can a kicker win or lose a game like this?
Yes, and it's been proven many, many years before this that this game has been won with a field goal or lost with a field goal. So, definitely.
Overall, would this be a good career thing for you if you win?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Career thing.
You never say that I won the Super Bowl or I went to the Super Bowl. I can definitely tell that story, the rest of my life.
So, like, in 10 years, you'll be able to look back at this as a fond memory?
Yeah. I'm looking back at it now, and it's not even a game. It's not over with.
If you lose, will some guys be pretty sad?
I'm sure. You know, nobody wants to lose. But it has to be a win.
You know, I would say, what do you effing think? This is the Super Bowl.
Well, you're not him.
This guy's being so nice to you.
Yeah, you're obvious, man. You're not him.
So, if you lose, will some of the guys be sad?
I mean, they do sound like questions that would be asked by a first grader.
Yes.
Will you
no
be
doubt.
Sad if you lose? Mr.
Football. And it's not even a game. It's not over with.
If you lose, will some guys be pretty sad?
I'm sure. You know, nobody wants to lose. But it has to be a winner. It has to be a loser in this game. And something that you have to accept.
All right, man. I appreciate the time. Good luck.
There you go. There you go.
All right. There's obvious, man, with Kyle Love.
Yes.
I'm wishing good things for Kyle Love.
I don't know. You know what's been weird, though? Even though these guys that we typically interview have been spare, have you noticed that a lot of times we see these guys in the game and they do something like make a tackle or something? And I'm like, there's Kyle Love. Remember Kyle Love?
Yeah. Yeah, just because they may not have a big throng around them on media day doesn't mean they won't get into the game.
So who was it yesterday?
Does Kyle Dennis? Love still have a crazy hair situation going? Like real long dreads?
Yeah, he had little dreads.
He's a
real thin dreads. They're not real long, though.
He's a DT that was born the year I graduated high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys get younger, Danny.
He's 6'1", 310.
6'1", 310. You know what? I would notice that. For a defensive tackle, that guy was not that much taller than me, but quite a bit wider.
You want to know where he was born?
I think he told us he was born in Georgia.
No, he grew up in Georgia, born in South Korea.
Oh. Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
You could have said, ha, chica pata, and he would have understood you.
Yeah, I'll finish that for you. Wuta, hinana.
So yesterday we had, what was his name? Thomas?
Dennis Connor?
No, not Dennis Connor.
The salty sea dog?
No, it was...
It was Dennis something.
It was Donald something.
Donald.
Donald Thomas.
Hang on.
Is that right?
Okay, this is for NFL.com. Just
no,
a bunch
it's
of stuff
not.
We got to put up there on the website. Just some personal stuff.
On the website.
Name, college, and hometown.
Donald Thomas.
Good
Donald
job, Thomas. Mike.
All right. Thank there you.
Yeah, just some stuff we got to put up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds so unofficial from the beginning. You need to introduce yourself from football.net.
All right.
See if they
you know
buy
what?
That.
Next year I'm a representative from football.com. Why even go .net?
Football.com. No, because you're such a spare organization that football.com was already taken. Gordon Keith bought
so
it.
.net.
Yeah.
All right, now we're doing e-news.
Well, whatever. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Oh, bye.